מחלוקת בין הפוסקים.
That's my ask.
Why you have this situation?
I bought a whole box of dates yesterday at the organic market with Willie Peck. Sure, I take
what's
it all.
What's the problem to check then?
No, but here's this thing. My wife pulls out the same box
from the freezer.
From the freezer, but it's a different action with a different. It's red instead of orange, and so I know. I didn't know that she had a box of dates in the freezer.
Since when is it in the freezer?
Tu b'shvat.
Last Tu b'shvat?
Yes.
He brings the machmir chita. Ushlam Zalman Erbach says it's not good.
So I have to check every single one.
Right. And Rav Ovadia Yosef and Rav Dashi say it is good.
How would it be good?
The halacha is it. Yerakot u'perot they usually have bugs in them. If a whole 12 months passed since it was a harvest, right, and it was a place where they can't produce themselves more, right? So they vanish. It's considered not there.
They just disappear.
It turns into dust for 12 months. But the question is that's Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about freezers, because they didn't have freezers apparently in those days.
They
did. Yeah, you sure? He says they weren't, so I guess they weren't. And some of 500 years ago. So they didn't have freezers. So the question of Chalokit of the Poskim our day is it considered, also are freezers considered? If it's going to stay whole exactly the same, if you put it on the stand, the sealed thing, okay, I understand that it comes like dust. But if it's in the frozen, it's exactly the same as it was when you put it in. So Shlomo Zalman says, no way. You're eating a bug, a regular bug.
Right.
Nothing happened to it.
The bug will be preserved just like what you...
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And even if you put, like, say, in sugar, and it sticks it together in one place, and that's how it is for 12 months, you didn't do anything to it. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. So it's not considered
the... How can there be a... What's the heter?
It says 12 months. 12 months?
No, but I'm saying
without the reasoning.
Freezer.
It says 12 months. If it's after 12 months of harvesting, they can't reproduce.
How is a freezer?
Freezer. So no, but he writes here, not all the freezer. He writes here, if it's in sukkah or in honey or in kufsachim uim, mm-hmm. that they're preserved, mm-hmm. they're made to be preserved fresh, mm-hmm. so also the bug is preserved fresh.
Right.
That's what the person they argue about this.
So the question I have is if I check half the...
No, you check each one.
I have to check every single one.
Come on.
Yeah. It's very easy to check. Not for you, but they give someone the check. You look in the light, you can see in the inside and the outside.
First of all, you look at the skin to see if there's something in the skin. Yeah. If the skin's okay, you open it up.
Oh, yeah.
Skin, I mean, if it has a hole or a mark.
No, there could be stuff between the, there's like the thick.
Anyone want to start?
My wife's a health expert on that. The skin is...
These are the ones that are in the freezer?
Yes.
Wow, they're preserved well.
The skin...
Anyone for dates?
The skin is transparent.
I see.
You like a little white ball.
Had a half shot in it?
Yeah, but...
A little white ball inside your skin, aren't there?
In it.
As a day.
Right. Just for the buff, I mean. They're good ones, the Majurim. Kitsu, you have to look at it. You open it up, right? Yeah, I tore it. But you look at it with a good light.
You don't have a lot of gum.
Here, I guess you look. Okay. You see there's nothing. You see it becomes like a shakuf. It becomes a shakuf? Clear. Yeah,
transparent.
You look from one side to the other. Wow. You see there's nothing there. Okay. You can walk up. Oh, Patadinoi. Okay, my fellow world guys.
Amen.
Okay, I already opened it. You have to eat the other half also.
Now we're in my piece right now.
Nothing waving its hand at you?
There's some fossils in there.
Nobody's giving you any business.
Enjoy.
Dig in.
Okay.
I'm on the lid still.
But so, these are the ones from last year?
Yeah.
Have some. Is it still good?
Yeah, fresh.
That's a bad experience with all dates.
What?
bad experience in it.
Well, wait.
No, no.
So you're the Shatranit.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't like just going straight into it.
You sure you don't want?
Okay. Hatbalat Kelim. This new subject that we're dealing with now is Hatbalat Kelim. Taking the Kelim, going to the mikveh with the Kli. Right? Kelim, new Kelim that were made by Goyim. Not only new Kelim, Kelim that were made by Goyim.
Or ownership.
Ownership of the Goyim. And the Jew bought them. He has to take them to the mikveh. Hamitzvah v'chivah. Let's learn about the mitzvah and the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Baruch Elokeinu shebaranu lichvodo liyot l'olam kadosh. Praise is our Lord.
Praise
the Lord. The Creator says, for His honor, be a holy nation. Mitzivanu lekadesh et klei sudaten. When He commanded us to sanctify also the vessels that we use for food. Lefichach, therefore. Klei achila ushtia. Vessels of eating and drinking. Hamiyutzarim al edei goy or niknumen, or either they were made by a goy, or they were acquired, or bought them by a goy. Chova latbilam letara, you must take them to the mikveh to purify them. Al menat leavdilam mitumat ha'amim, lachnisam ta likdushat Yisrael, in order to
like you
to distinguish between the tumah of the goyim. Right, like you, to bring them into Kedushas Yisrael. Like a ger, exactly, who brings it like a ger? Ben Ishchai brings this. Yeah. The ger nichas v'yisrael
l'tfilah.
Like
the mikvah becomes Kedushas Yisrael. It has to be a mikvah that's specially for Kelim, right? Can't be a mikvah for
right, it cannot be. Soon we'll talk about the mikvahs themselves. First, we say we have to take.
The woman's one is okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 second. That's that. First, we're talking about the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a kli that was made by a goy, or it was owned by a goy, and now it's owned by a Jew. A Jew has to take it to the mikvah. Soon we'll talk about which kli and which mikvah and all the details. Okay. Goy shinit gayel, chayav lachshir ladbit kelav lo bocha. A goy that converted, now he has kelim, he has to cash for the kelim, and then take him to the mikveh, but he doesn't make a bracha on him.
He doesn't
make a bracha on the Jew, that's
the
kelim.
He's a Jew now.
Yeah.
So why should he make a bracha?
Why not? Reda ketshuva, reda ketshuva, reda ketshuva, connecting with someone, reda ketshuva, reda ketshuva, reda ketshuva. I don't know why. I didn't learn the Shulchan Aruch. So now I say a bracha on it. And if he says I say a bracha, so
of course he shouldn't do it. He doesn't need to, but he could if he wanted to?
No.
He should not. He
cannot. I don't know why. Kelim shayu b'shimush oidei goyi. יש להקדים את הכשרתם מן האיסורים בולים מתוכם לפני הדבתם, ודומה הדבר ההכשרה לתדביד הכלים שאינית בלא ברכה. Now, כלים are common both from a goy. Who's used, כלים. He has common both from a goy. He has to cash for them, and then take it to the mikvah. Not take it to the mikvah, and then cash for them. Again, it's a cash for them, and then what happens if he accidentally didn't know? He first put it to the mikvah, then he came to my shiur, and he heard that he has to cash it first. And what do? Take it back to the mikvah without a bracha. Without a bracha. Amen. Okay. Gimel. En chovat tefila ela lekelim shiniknu o nitkablu matana min hagoy bekinyan leshimush prati. The obligation to tell a kelim that were bought by a goy is if it's yours, completely yours, 100% yours. But if you rented it from the goy, it's not completely yours, it's completely yours for now. Right? Or if you borrowed it from the goy, It's not completely yours. It's not yours at all. Right? If you rent it, it's yours, but for now, not for later. Right? In those cases, just kasher it, use it, and you cannot, you don't need to take it to the mikveh at all.
So what do you do? You kasher it, and then you can use it?
Yeah.
You don't take it to the mikveh.
Yeah, if it's a kli that's not owned by you 100%, you don't have to take it to the mikveh. Only if you own it.
Can you kasher it? Is there a bracha to say?
No.
Kashering? No.
I'm sorry, you buy something from a non-Jew and it's only, you only have to kasher it if you know it's been dirty. What if it's like clean and it's like past 24 hours, so
you have to kasher it.
You gotta kasher it unless it's, you know, it's brand new.
I know it's brand new or something. Oh, you still, it depends on where it was made.
Yeah.
No, but not all
you rent, you rent a brand new product from a guy.
Yeah, brand new product from a guy. You don't have to get kasher.
You don't have to.
Exactly. Right, let's say a guy owns a company that rents out only to Jews. Right?
Not
bad, yeah. Yeah. He rents out for like simchas and stuff. He rents out for Jews. He lives in Williamsburg and he's the only guy on the block. And he rents out to the Jews. Only to Jews. He doesn't use it. He has a machsan. And only for Jews. He has a hechsher at the place. He doesn't use it at all. Okay, a Jew runs the whole thing. He just gets the money.
You
don't have to tell about the kid. It's a goy. Never have to tell about
the kid. It's just like if a goy, you buy a pot from goy at a garage sale, they say, I've never used it and it's still in the package.
You don't trust it.
It's still in the package.
If it's in the package, you trust it.
Yeah.
If it's not in the package, you don't trust it.
Okay.
You don't trust it.
What about you staying at a hotel and they have like coffee makers and microwaves and things like that?
It's yours?
No, you're staying in a hotel.
If a guy owns the hotel?
Right. So you just have to kosher the microwave.
Right. We said the rule. If it's yours, completely yours, you bought it, either with money. Hey, what was that? Can't even see it's a bug, right?
It's a tiny little red bug.
Yeah. That kind of things are a lot of times are in the foods.
So your iPhone is bugged.
Bugged.
Yeah, it's bugged. You can't use it, it's not kosher, exactly.
No, it's not on the windows.
So. What, from the date?
No, you didn't make it. Mm-hmm. It's special.
No, you didn't have the date.
Am I?
So,
your phone in there?
So, it's
a
mattress, it's
put in soap. Put in soap. You put in the hot boiling water.
Take the blowtorch.
Blowtorch. That's a good idea.
I got it.
You have to be careful with blowtorching an iPhone.
Yeah, why?
The plastic. Burning plastic.
As long as it gets burnt. Okay.
The lithium battery can explode.
That too.
אין חובת תפילה לגנאים, we said this, כלי שהופקד על ידי גוי, יש להטבילו ולא ברכה. כי שהופקד, סליחה, זה לא שהופקד. שהופקד על ידי גוי, זה לא ברכה. If there was a Canadian that guy put them out, in his front yard, he said, "F, whoever wants can take. I bought a new set. I don't need it." New walk by and he needed the pots. So kasher him. So what, right? You can kasher them. You have to go to the mikvah or not? Take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Because why do we take it to the mikvah? To take it out. Yeah, take it out of the rishus of a guy to bring it into the rishus of a Jew. But if the guy himself threw it out of his rishus, he can't make a bracha on that. Yeah,
because it's not in, right. You're saying it's not a guy's anymore.
It's not a guy's anymore.
A guy puts it on the street for the garbage supply.
Right, you take
you
it.
You already have for that.
Good.
You don't need to.
Exactly. You take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Yeah.
Oh, so the bracha is freeing it from its previous owner.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Tzvi Pesach Prag v'fagdei Amar Tzedak Shmuel Bozner. והיא says יש לחייבו יקב ולא ברכה. אוקיי, תודה רבה. כלי המשמשים להגשת מזון במקום מיועד ללקוחות או לאורחים בלבד, כגון בתי מלון, מסעדות או בתי קפה, קדומה שאומרים שמותרים שימוש בלא בתפילה ורערה ובין זכויות שספקת בלול שאי שתמש לרוב הדעות רק מסעד if it's in hotels or stuff like that. not for your private use. Second. Yeah. Even if it's owned by a Jew. Even if the hotel is owned by a Jew. But the reason why they bought this is not for your personal use, it's for the public's use. Then it's good if he would have taken it to the mikvah. But even if he did not take it to the mikvah, a Jew is allowed to benefit from it. I say that again. If it's a restaurant or a hotel or a public place, and the reason why they bought these vessels is for the public and not for private use of the owner, even if the owner is a Eid, the chatchil, of course, you should take it to the mikvah. If you did not take it to the mikvah, another Jew is allowed to eat from those kelim.
Even if he's a goyim, even if the owner is a goyim.
No, even if the owner is a Jew.
Well,
the
Jew is not, for sure not a problem.
Why? He bought it from a goyim. A guy owns a hotel. Right. He went to the store and he bought this from goyim.
Okay.
He didn't take it to the mikvah. I'm allowed to eat from that or not? Yeah. So, yeah, it could be makeup.
But people should know, Saltam is no longer made in Israel. Everybody thinks you buy Saltam, you're fine. Saltam today is made either in China.
How many years?
Or in Italy.
How many years?
About 5 years already, maybe longer.
Wait,
and if you see on the box, PR, made in PRC, that's China. People's Republic of China, is PRC.
Okay. Okay. So let's see, he brings down here.
Ceramics on a piece of pottery. Naman also says it's probably the part of China today. It's not made in Israel anymore.
Chindat Maran, okay, fine. So let's see, who permits? Which comes out now? Who permits?
I almost forgot it.
Other person, yeah? And the Moshe Feinstein. He said no. And Chazon Yisrael says no, you shouldn't be maker.
Chazon Yisrael said,
you shouldn't be maker if the owner of the place is a Jew and you know he did not put it in the mikvah.
Don't need.
If you don't know, Rabbi just said you don't know. Maybe he didn't. You don't have to go that crazy about it. Yeah?
Most restaurants, the hechshers,
I hope, but it depends what hechsher has. Depends if the mashgiach, he checks these things also or not.
Normally, when I was mashgiach, I was told to bring it to the mikvah, and I would do it.
What about hotels? You have like an ice tray, or you have a
same.
I know.
And then we would spray paint it.
So we're saying the Chazon Ish and the Moshe are saying you should.
The Chazon Ish would not use it. The Moshe says if you know what they're going to make for, don't use it. Someone said it could be maker.
The hotel
is talking about.
Most likely,
not in a private place.
Right, a public hotel.
Yeah, that's owned by a Jew. Owned by a guy.
Well, my guy then?
No problem. It's owned by a guy. What's the problem? It's not yours. We said only if you bought it. If a guy gives you a cup of water and it's his, even if it's private, the problem is that if a Jew bought it.
But it's still not yours, though.
But it's owned by a Jew. Okay, sit down. Yeah, glass, and all these places that we said machlagel Moshe Feinstein and everything is not about glass. Glass, even the person Moshe Machmir that we make them.
We learned glass you tovel,
baribucha. Yeah, same. Can you understand what we're going with? Vadish, what we're not going to be la. Yeah. If it's crazy now, that they're for going, they're not for Jews, they're for going. And a Jew happened to come there. Because he dreamed could have got Jews. For example, I was up somewhere in the Alps. I don't think Jews go there where I was. Mamashkiru. And we went to have a cup of coffee. Of course, I didn't have with this kelim because it's cheres. I don't know what they put in it. But let's say, they give me a glass of water. Not glass, a metal thing of water. Can I drink with it or not drink with it? Okay? If a Jew owns the place, even if a Jew owns the place, if it's specifically for goyim, that place, it's not for Jews, it's not kosher place, you would be, some place can make a that you could drink it, drink from that cup.
If a goy owns the place?
If a goy owns the place, huh? אין חובת טבילה, אלא כלים שנקנו, נקבלו מתנה מהגוי. קניין גמור. If a Jew owns the כלי, it's חייב טבילה. If it's not owns the כלי, מה הבעיה?
And if it's a Jew that just doesn't know anything, like has no concept of...
And it's private, you can't drink from this. Mm-hmm. Plastic. I remember we were in Switzerland, in Geneva, so we went to do a fatsa, me and Yosef Dan. This is a great, great story. So it was cold out, it was kind of like winter, you know, winter, snow, cold, Europe.
Below zero.
No, about zero. Between minus two and plus two. That was when we had. So I tell him, listen, where are we going? He said, now it's daytime, they're all in offices, we must go to the office. He said, but where are the Jews? He said, I don't know, we'll find Jews. I said, okay, fine. So we go there, and in the building, we go up, we start knocking on the doors, the offices. No, good. Then we knock on this door. No mezuzah or nothing. And the secretary opens the door. Yeah, what are you looking for? Can we speak with the owner? Oh, with David? Yes, with David, of course. We had no idea who that is. So we walk in. And I see on the left side, I saw one door. There's a bunch of doors there, but one door with a mezuzah. I said, Aid, oh, Hashem. So they put us in the conference room in the round table, and he told her to give us a coffee. He told her, I guess he knew, he didn't look religious, to give us in a paper cup. Give us a paper cup, to mix only with paper, with the plastic. Anyways, he knew. He came in, we spoke, he said, but how did you get to me? He's from Turkey, the Jew from Turkey. Uh-huh. So we said, Hashem sent us here, we don't know. Shem sent us here. Yeah, but who told you? This guy, that guy tells the name from the shul. We had no idea who, what are we talking about? So anyways, but at the end we gave Garner Muna, and he gave us a nice donation also for the Hafatzah.
So
good.
The Jews are all good Shei Sfarad.
What?
The Turkish Jews are good Shei Sfarad.
He looked Ashkenazi actually. So.
Where are Turkey?
No, it wasn't Turkey. This was in Geneva. Yeah, but he's from the his family's in Turkey, he just comes, he works, kind of there. So. כלי החייב בטבילה, אסור חכמים להשתמש בו לצורך אכילה או בישול, אפילו באופן חד פעמי. כלי, which is, it's obligatory to take it to the mikveh, you can't, חכמים said, shouldn't use it even not once.
Oh, there's chokei deot on that.
Yeah, one second. That's the Rama. Yeah. No, he doesn't write anything else. He just writes this. Why? What do you know?
I used to go by what you said. Someone forgot who told that if it's in Dohat, you can use it once.
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't bring
but
it.
I haven't seen it where it's written, but.
What is in Doha?
Doha, pressure situation.
Yeah. We don't have anything else here. You don't have a choice. It's that or nothing.
So you're allowed, but not just random. Once.
Like a one-time thing, but yeah. It should be checked out. Cause,
I don't know. It doesn't bring it down here.
I've heard that before.
The Afshe Mutala Ashot Babayit Kelim Shalat Bulim Asubi Dara Even though you're allowed to have them in your house if they're one table. But it's better to take him as soon as possible than the mikvah, just so a person doesn't come to the situation that he would come to use them. Yeah.
Yep.
Chashash yitzachu b'ofen pitomi. So it looks like if it's like a no other situation, maybe you will be allowed to do this. The Rabbanan after. Arab Shai.
Yeah.
Hina, ata tazor lanu, bidik nikhasta bazman. Kelim shechayvim tvila. Ve'adam hu lo tavar otam. ועכשיו אין מצב הכי דחוק בעולם, זה הכלי היחיד, הוא חייב להשתמש בו. באופן חד פעמי, הוא יכול להשתמש בו?
כן.
מי פה עושה ככה? זוכר?
לא, אני לא זוכר, אבל אני יודע שאחד...
אם זה באופן כאילו...
אפשרות להקל בזה.
So he said also there's a leniency if it's a present situation. And a person, what are you going to do? It's the only pot he has now. He must use it. Right? And there's no mikveh in the area. And that's what he has right now. Right? It's the only plate, the only thing that he has. So he's allowed to use it. Chad pe'ami, meaning one thing time. Not to say, next time. No, use it once, you wash it, take it to the mikveh.
Now, what about grates for an oven?
We're not talking about the vessels now. We're talking about going to the mikveh.
Okay.
Soon we'll talk about the types of vessels which you go to the mikveh. Okay?
Okay.
Shimush bekli achayav b'tvila. Afilu na'aseh shanir rabot, eno poter v'chad tvila. Use your kli. Even though you're using it for 20 years already, you didn't go to the mikveh, you didn't know Allah said that you're supposed to go to the mikveh. Doesn't exempt it from going to the mikvah. You still have to take it to the mikvah, even if you're using it for 20 years. Fine, you did something which is not the seder. The food is kosher. The food is kosher in the kli, even if you cooked in it. But you didn't take it out of the tumah more. It's more as a spiritual thing. There was tumah in the food. You know, it's now take it to the mikvah. Take a bracha and put it in the mikvah. So, that's for today. Halacha.